Monica is a student at Concordia University and has been a volunteer with Missing Justice Collective for 3 years. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you, Hannah.
First off, can you tell me a bit about the collective and what campaigns it's involved in?
Sure. So the full name of for Missing Justice is Justice for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. So we work to end the violence against Indigenous women in Canada, as well as to raise awareness within our community and throughout Canada about the issue of missing and murdered women.
Okay. Indigenous issues, especially involving Indigenous women, I know are particularly prominent in Canada. Would you mind discussing a bit the challenges that Indigenous women face in Montreal and why this is such an important issue?
Sure. So Aboriginal women in Canada are 3.5 times more likely to face violence than non-Aboriginal women, and they are 5 times more likely to die of violence than non-Aboriginal women in Canada. And the violence against against Aboriginal women is a systematic issue within Canada that's perpetrated through different systems such as our government, the police system, our media system, that constantly seem to sidetrack missing and murdered women, Aboriginal women in Canada, which perpetuates the violence that Aboriginal women face. I think in Montreal specifically, there's lots of communities surrounding Montreal who have experienced their women going missing, and Aboriginal people throughout Montreal experience racism on a daily basis.
Great. So the collective, is it involved in engaging the government at all? Or I know there's stirrings of a UN inquiry. If you'd care to talk about that?
Sure. So Missing Justice works to stop the violence against Aboriginal women through different campaigns. So we have regular memorial marches to raise awareness within Montreal, but those marches are nationwide. So there's also marches going on in other cities such as Toronto, Vancouver, throughout Canada. We also do a lot of popular education events to raise awareness about the violence against Aboriginal women and to raise awareness about issues surrounding Aboriginal people in general. So these are to start to counter the racism that Aboriginal people in Canada face, which is one of the root causes of the violence against Aboriginal women. And we also engage with the government through petitions, through direct actions, through directly contacting government officials to ask them to do public inquiries or to continue funding different organizations that help support Aboriginal women. So before I get to the inquiry, it's probably important to touch on the fact that the Conservative government has repeatedly, since it came into power, cut funding that goes to Aboriginal organizations. So an example of this is the funding was cut to the Aboriginal Healing Foundation in 2010, which supports 134 organizations, or which did support 134 organizations throughout Canada. And the fund was to heal and kind of counter the violence that Indigenous people experience through the residential school system. So through cutting that fund, so many organizations were affected, including organizations in Montreal. One example is the Native Women's Shelter in Montreal had a third of their funding cut, and that included a sexual violence counselor. So the extent to the impact of the government's actions is very extreme. Another example is in 2011, the government cut funding to the Sisters in Spirit Foundation, which was doing all of the research into the missing and murdered women. So right now, our understanding is that there's 600 to 3,000 women who have gone missing in the last 20 years, but because there's no longer any research happening, it's hard to support or to continue investigating the causes of the issue and to what extent the issue is continuing. Most recently, the UN Council has asked Canada to carry out a public inquiry into the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women. But that's become complicated because Canada has to consent to the inquiry. So the UN made public this decision in December, but the Canadian government has suggested that they're doing enough to counter the violence against Aboriginal women here in Canada. And so the UN is reconsidering or going over this decision on February 13th. So that's a pretty important date, especially for missing justice and for Aboriginal people and hopefully everyone in Canada. So just to clarify as well, when the government says that they believe they're doing enough to counter the violence, instead of funding the Sisters in Spirit, they have put most of the funding towards extending the RCMP unit for missing persons. But the unit doesn't specifically focus on Aboriginal people. And it's also important to realize that the police force in Canada is one of the root causes of the violence against women, against Indigenous women.
All right. Before we wrap up, can you tell me a bit about the upcoming projects Missing Justice has?
Yeah, of course. So Missing Justice is holding its annual Memorial March for Missing and Murdered Women on December 14th at 5:30 at Cabot Square, which is located at St. Catherine and Atwater. So we invite everyone to come and join. There'll be speakers and family members out to talk about the issue. And then we'll march and spread flyers and raise awareness about the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women.